Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by the lovely Lydia and the wonderful Ravs. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year.
Hello.
Happy New Year, gang.
The Hope first Zero Degrees of the year.
We're in. We're ready. Ready to mess this year up and make horrible memories.
I'm not going to lie, I'm still feeling like a bit screwed from New Year.
I mean, you guys certainly went harder than I did. Slightly less responsible, but it was fun. We did celebrate New Year's together. It was a real good time. We did a murder mystery.
It was very
some role
fun.
Play. There's some good pictures on Twitter of us, actually.
Yeah,
you guys tweeted them out. It was very
looking
good.
Looking all respectable
paint.
And dolled up.
We got all fancy for it and then, you know, felt like shit for about 5 days.
It was about
days
a week,
after.
Honestly. It took me about a week to recover. I'm too old for this now. But yeah, it was a great night.
Yeah, I was an Elvis impersonator, and what were you guys again? You were Polly Piano and
I was Polly
head of security.
Piano.
I was head of
Sam.
Yeah, security Sam, wandering around with a gun the whole night.
Sam.
Fake gun.
It was really fun.
It was great.
Really good.
Fun
it was.
Thing.
Did you guys also have lovely holiday seasons as well?
Yeah, I went home to Scotland, which is very nice. Saw my parents after two Christmases that I couldn't because of COVID and stuff. It's amazing. Saw my doggy.
That must have felt really good.
It was really nice seeing my doggy all excited and stuff as well. He instantly covered all of my clothes in dog hair though. Like just fucking. I was there for about 3 seconds. I was like, well, I'm gold now.
that is what dogs do.
Yeah. Saw some friends I hadn't saw in ages. It was a good time. How about you guys? What you do?
Yeah, much the same. Went home to family, chilled, which is nice. I feel like Christmas, I always like disconnect from the internet a little bit, and it's really. Just feels good. I just like don't watch much YouTube, don't watch much Twitch, just watch a lot of TV, hang out, play a lot of games offline, and it just feels kind of nice to just like not be like just rub off that clinical onlineness of like checking Twitter, check Reddit, check email, like just be like I don't care,
roll around the grass, like bye, become one with the real world again.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice. We
how about you, Liz? Do it nice over the holiday period?
Well, I was at home because I got the that big
Mega
bad bug that went around just after Jingle Jam finished.
Was it Yog Flu? Are we calling
I think it
Yog
was
flu?
Yog Flu because we all got sick. A lot of us got sick around the same time. My body decided, thankfully, to wait until Jingle Jam was over. Literally, I think 2 days afterwards, I started to get ill.
It is always that way, though. But I think it's like you're riding the high.
You're powering
and then
through
the
and then you crash. But I was sick for like 3 weeks. It turned into bronchitis. I had to get antibiotics. It was a pain in the buttocks. But you know what? It still was a very nice Christmas. I didn't get to see my family, but I had a nice one at home. I drank, even though I was on antibiotics, I drank a suitable amount of wine. I played Mario Party.
I feel like you've already told us a story about you drinking and on antibiotics before and going to see your family. I feel like I'm having like flashbacks.
It happens a lot to me. It's a really, really occurring occurrence. But it was still really nice, and I'm going to see my family soon. So a delayed Christmas.
That's good.
But yeah, it's good to be back though. Good to be back doing the podcast again.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back, and I've just recovered from the illness, which I swear I got from Lydia, but Lydia says it's not
Look,
from her.
All right, I am a virologist.
So this kissing
we just
you guys
couldn't stop at the stroke of midnight. Mwah, 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 mwah. Get over here, Ravzi.
It was New Year's.
I didn't. Look, by New Year's Eve, I'd already been sick for like 3 weeks. I just had a little bit of a cough left. I'm saying, as someone who knows science, a lot about science.
Jesus, science lady.
I was not infectious at that point. And if anyone can prove me wrong, shut up. No, you can't. All right. Okay. I thought you could only be infectious in like the first week. Isn't that true?
I don't have a degree. This is zero degrees.
As a science, just a rule of thumb, if for any illness, you're only infectious for the first week. And then after the first week, it's fine.
It's fine. You know, it's an antibiotics.
Lydia, please explain malaria to me. please explain
like
any
week,
disease
you
to me.
You are infectious and then you're fine. That's it.
Maybe. That's probably more flus, right? It sounded like you had something a bit more serious than a fucking flu,
mate. Bronchitis, mate. Just a cheeky bit. And I had antibiotics. It was fine.
I probably just destroyed my body.
Not blame me and blame you for your absolute debauchery.
Whoa. Hold on. Lydia, do you want a shot?
I don't...
You fucking constantly asking.
Wow, I love this cattiness. Wow, we had such a fun time together, Harry.
We did.
You've gone home to sleep.
No, Lydia was like, Ravs, you're not as drunk as me. Drink a shot. Ravs, drink a shot.
That doesn't sound like me, honestly. Are you sure? Are you sure that was someone else? That was weird.
You should have done the reverse, where I was like, Lydia, you're more drunk than me. Eat a kebab.
Drink some water.
Oh my God.
No, it's good. It's good to be back though. You know, I missed fucking around on the podcast, and people keep fucking asking me, "Where's the podcast?"
I know. Right? I feel so fucking bad.
I feel so bad. Especially the patrons. Oh my God. Sorry, our poor patrons.
Sweet patrons. We love you. We're sorry.
Appreciate you, patrons. They know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've had some more questions sent in, which is great. Ooh. Thank you very much, question senders. We appreciate it.
We do apologize for
the lack of podcasts. Obviously, Jingle Jam makes it all quite difficult, right?
And then Christmas right after it's a hard time. So what was the last episode,
Lewis?
Yeah. Was it Lewis the last episode?
Lewis.
Wow, yeah.
That was a weird episode.
That was a strange episode. It was a bizarre one.
I feel like it was very weird.
Yeah.
It was a good one, though.
Someone informed me later on that, you know, you cannot get water in your bum when you poop in the ocean because it's kind of like a airwalk in there. So, you know, I've since
it's
learned.
Like a vacuum.
Is that actually
like
true?
Suction.
Yeah, you've got like an airlock.
Do they have like a poo bum? How do they know?
I don't
that?
Know. Maybe they're a rectologist. Like, is that a thing?
An erectologist?
No, a rectologist, not an erectologist.
He's very different. He's a very different type of
closely, ologist. Closely related, but very
well,
different.
Well, it makes sense, right? Not to take the podcast to already deep, horrible depths, and we've only just started.
Lily, we have one opportunity to keep it clean this year. You're instantly
going
to scuffle
in there
it.
Because, you know, you hear the stories, just that I've heard the stories about when you have a certain type of lovemaking up the back door that can lead to, after pulling out, loads of shit coming out because of like the vacuum seal, right? So that makes sense. It's like vacuum seal. Why do you two look so shocked?
Are you talking about the, what's that word for it when all the stuff comes out.
I feel like last time we talked about anal sex in this podcast, I got lots of hate messages. So I just feel like, do you not remember? I feel like, I feel like people got very angry. I just feel like I'm just going to shut up.
What was your stance on the...
I can't even remember. I don't care enough to really even have a stance.
And this is not from personal experience, by the way. These are horror stories I have heard from other people. So I think that your erect rectologist is onto something there, Ravs, because, vacuum sealed.
It's a vacuum.
They do say there's that thing, right, when you go like down a water slide or whatever, you know, keep your legs shut, because then if it goes up your ass, it's like apparently really painful.
Like, it's just like having a big douche, right? It's just... Super cleansing.
It's like a bidet times 100.
Just all your organs.
Well, I was wondering, we were in Vegas, Harry, in the Bellagio fountains. There was a small part of me, you know, those like the
dude, big they're
jets.
Like a gun going off.
I know, but I'm just curious, like if like the ultimate bidet, if I got caught,
the
like,
final bidet.
Yeah, the final the bidet.
Like, I'm going out like how I wanted to.
How much?
Bang, just body
what would,
rips.
What would happen to my jeans, boxers, and butthole were I to squat over one of those when the Bellagio fountain started?
How? I mean, they are really powerful. It sounds like a gun going off.
All your insides would get scrambled.
The amount of pressurized air. Like, I think you would, like, you'd probably just die from internal bleeding. You wouldn't, like, get ripped apart, but it would be really
But it
bad.
Would be really clean.
And the music going off as well, and the lights. What, like, a fucking cinematic way to go.
The end of the finale of Titanic is playing as Ravs just launches 50 meters into the air.
His fucking intestines, like, sailing in the wind.
Bleeding out. The ultimate clean. The ultimate clean. You know what? We fucking have a question. I was looking through some of the questions. There's literally a question that's related to this.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's go straight
all
right. into it.
Question one. First of the year,
let's
baby. Let's
it.
Go.
I'm a 22-year-old man. A while ago, me and my girlfriend had a conversation about showering. I didn't know how it came to this point, but we began talking about washing asses. My girlfriend said she always washes her ass, which I audibly laughed at. She was confused as to why I find it funny. And I said, because no one needs to wash their ass. You just let the water trickle down there and that does the job. She was shocked at this and went on to say, of course you need to wash your fucking ass. So that's a great sentence. So ever since, I've been washing my ass with the side of my hand while spreading my cheeks apart as the shower trickles down. Even more recently, I've upgraded to using shower gel. As a to put in the can you see why I didn't include this question? Using shower gel to put in the crack pre-spread. I even asked my mates about this, and they were also quite shocked as they've never washed their ass before.
What?
I know, quite shocked I'd never washed my ass before. So my question is, are you guys ash washers or water trickers?
Of course.
This is one of those horrible moments in humanity where this person just realized it's just you, dude.
This is a public service announcement. Right now, if you are listening to this podcast and you do not wash your ass, please start washing your ass.
Well, firstly, it's already too late.
You can change.
Secondly,
you can change your ways. It doesn't have to be like this. You can change. I think I've seen this come up on Twitter before because it's one of those things that circulates like the whole, do you wash your feet in the shower? Even though this is 10 times worse.
We can't talk about that again. twice is enough.
But it's also come up where people say, do you like separately wash your ass in the shower or whatever? And there are people that say this. They're like, no, I just let it trickle down much the same way with feet. And it's like, that is not enough.
But the reality is every bit of your body just needs a little moment. It just needs a little moment in the shower to just a little bit of just like,
walking
just
in the rain
it.
Does not
with
count.
Your
okay,
spread.
I need that. Yeah, you need.
You can't walk around as a builder's bum.
Like
just in the rain.
Like
that's not working.
Call back to Simon. You got to scrub your boy dirt. You know.
You do.
You got to scrub your boy dirt.
Oh, your girl dirt.
Then
be dirt. You just got to scrub that dirt.
Yeah. Scrub that dirt. You know, feels nice as well. Give a little rub. Just go. You know.
You know, like we were saying, you know, sometimes things go up there and great, you know.
Be a freak in the shower. Get that fucking squeaky clean.
You know, while you're bending over to wash those feet, just have a feel. Cop a little feel in
there. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Take a finger in there.
Your finger's not going to
get dirty. At least it's nice and clean now.
Maybe don't put like that mint shower gel up your ass though, because that'll stain.
Shower gel could be playing with fire a little bit, couldn't it? Depending on what one you're using.
Yeah, it could be, depending on the one you're using. Be careful which soaps and things you put up your ass. Water's good. Yeah, be careful. Just be careful, though. The rectologist will probably warn us with long
You keep saying erectologist, not rectologist.
A rectologist. A space pause rectologist.
They're very good at building, putting buildings up. Okay, I don't feel like we could stay on this question anymore.
That's enough.
I just feel like. Yeah.
But scrub your fucking asshole, man. Get in there with a loofah, even. Like, to fucking just go to town on that.
Get a little bum sponge. Little bum sponge. Used especially for scrubbing your bum.
Mm hmm. Fucking wash your asshole. God damn.
Just make sure your government knows that's the bum scrunch and not the face sponge or whatever. Bum scrunch.
Bum scrunch.
Bum scrunch.
Starts using a face. Oh God.
I mean, it depends. Are you guys going to break up? Because if so, then that's just
That's that's two fucking listeners now that have used the trickle-down method. We should start selling towels and branded woofers.
Do not use the trickle-down method as branding.
No trickle-down.
No trickle-down. Okay, wait. Question. If you found out, so you've been with your partner for, I don't know, let's say at this point, 9 months, right? You find out that they don't wash their asshole and they say that they're not going to, that they live and die by the trickle method. Do you stay with that person?
God,
no. That's it? Yeah?
No, I think that I think that is a deal breaker. Look, all I'm saying is, Lydia, occasionally I have to, enjoy that area of their body and that's... And as someone who has to occasionally enjoy that area, as a game breaker, no.
Occasionally I have to
enjoy it. It's a shared ownership area. Yeah. It's there's this small percentage that I got to interact with that bit.
Okay.
Yeah, if they want you to eat ass, if they want you to eat ass, right? And then you find out 9 months later they've not been watching that.
No.
Why? It's episode 1 of a new year. Why? Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's move on, please. Jesus.
So this is from one of our Patreons. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Patreon.
It says, Happy New Year, Blebs. What are the resolutions you set for yourself that you feel you will inevitably break? And what ones do you plan on giving your all?
Very good. Has anyone set any hard New Year's resolutions that they're really going for, the most extreme?
I have set some.
I feel like I've not really set anything too serious. Things that I won't hold myself accountable to. But, I'm going to be healthier this year, take better care of myself, and not burn myself out. I said all that shit. Probably will break that. But
I always struggle with New Year's resolutions because I feel like it's kind of arbitrary. And I feel like a lot of them are so extreme. It's people are I'm going vegan for a month and then I'm going back to eating steaks. And it's okay, that's cool. But it's such an on or off switch with so many of these resolutions. It's I'm going to stop drinking for a month, but then I'm just going
to
keep
drinking. I tried to do dry January and I made it 9 days.
Pretty good. If you hadn't done it,
For me, it's more about doing a little bit, little bit of let's eat healthier, a little bit of let's cook more, a little bit of let's drink less, a little bit like that. Try and build a better routine that you can sustain rather than just fuck it, it's a horrible month with nothing happy and I'm just going to make myself even more miserable by removing all of my happy joys. I don't know. I'm not super gay.
That's why resolutions can be so prone to fail, because you set these grandiose, extreme things where you're I'm going to stop drinking and I'm going to be asleep by 9 p.m. and I am going to work out 6 times a week. And then you feel so overwhelmed by it all. You can't do it. Mm. By the first week, you're oh my God, this is too much. And then you just fuck it and you just don't do anything.
And it's kind of depressing.
That
kind of self-failure is kind of depressing. And I feel like you're just setting yourself up for a sad time.
And then you feel like a failure and you can't achieve anything. But the best way to do it is exactly what you said, where it's little goals that you're working towards that you might trip up. But if you trip up, it doesn't mean you have to throw in the towel completely. You just carry on trying.
Yeah.
But it is, I do like the idea of resolutions because it does feel like a fresh start and, even though time is arbitrary and you could do it whenever, there's something about a new year that does feel like, oh, that's, you know.
Have you guys set any?
World, like, vaguely drink less, vaguely yeah. cook more. Like, that's my objective. But
One of mine was that I want to go to Japan this year.
Same. I'm fucking going at the end of the year, I think.
I'm gonna tag along.
That's the plan.
Hello.
You can't come along, honestly.
You
can't come along.
You can't.
But fucking Lydia, take that. He's told you outright, mate.
I've heard that like a good way to do Japan is like go at the same time as other people, and because I'm gonna go for like same. 2 weeks or something. And it's like,
right, well, 0 degrees is going to have an incident. Yeah. It's going to be Harry and maybe Simon for 2 weeks later in this year.
And hey, I'll wake up at fucking like 4 a.m. in Japan and record a podcast.
I was.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
But apparently a good way to do that travel is to like travel at the same time as your mates, but don't hang out with them all the time. Just meet up with them like once or twice, because it's like nice and refreshing to meet someone you know out there and like speak.
And you can do the fun stuff, you know, you can do like karaoke nights and things like that, but then still get to do stuff that you want to do.
Still get to do other shit that you want to do.
I feel like setting resolutions like that is kind of fun. Like a fun, it doesn't always have to be like self, like sacrificing. It's not to always be improving yourself. It can be like something fun, like this is a thing that I really want to do this year and I really want to achieve. I'd love to go to Japan. But then I also do have the boring ones, like I do want to drink less and I do want to be more, you know, consistent when it comes to my my sort of having a schedule for myself. It's so easy when you work at freelance and at home to just completely lose all sense of time and schedule and organization. So trying to like hold myself accountable to getting this done on this day, this done on this day. And like, that's what I've really tried to start doing. And it is actually, it's working. So I want to keep that up, like hold myself accountable. It feels good.
And the thing is when you do set some of those like smaller, but more incremental goals, it's
really super positive. Like your body responds really well to structure. And, you know, I know that when I am just all over the place, I'd feel less happy. So it's, there's definitely, you know, little baby steps to a better life by...
Pretty much same here. Just, you know, be consistent with myself, eat healthier, drink less. Those are my goalies.
Yeah.
I think the reality is we have like quite... we all have actually relatively similar lives, but... Yeah. We all have like, you know, we don't have children. We don't like, you know, there's a lot of like, I feel like I would have different New Year's resolutions if it was like spend more time with my kid or, you know, do up the house or like, you know, I feel like we're at those earlier stages in our life. And I feel like that as you get like more serious kind of responsibilities in life, I feel like that might change. And stuff like drink less is like really drink less now.
I feel like probably like there's like 19-year-olds making that resolution as well. So like we are.
Yeah, maybe,
but doing up the house, that's also something I want to sort my house out. So I do have an adult one in there as well. I'm, you know, blending my complete lack of ability to grow up and act my age with being a 33-year-old. You know, it blends together. I get there in the end.
I'm interested though. I feel like we should get people to send in what their New Year's resolutions are, or like anyone who's like completely like successfully completed a New Year's resolution, or like any really hard ones that you've like done at the end of January, or you know anyone done in the past. I'm interested because it's not something I usually do, so I'm always like intrigued by people who do them.
I like the ones where people say like I think the good. I like the ones which are like I'm going to read 30 books this year, and then they like. They have an app which tells them, and by the end of the year, they're like, I read 40 books this year. And these were, I don't know, I think that is nice. I think it pushes you to maybe do stuff that you might become complacent with. So stuff like that's cool, I think.
Yeah.
I also think, like, I don't know, it feels like a bit of a sham sometimes, New Year's. Like everyone, I know it's a new year, the new me thing, but like, it feels like everyone tries to set themselves a goal when I feel like real change could just happen at any moment. Yeah. You know, like
I think for a lot, the catalyst for a lot of these changes, though, is like Christmas is a fucking expensive month. Christmas and, is usually a month, of,
and
like,
also
excess.
A month when everyone eats so much as
it's
well.
A month of excess, and so like January is always like a penny pinching month, and also a kind of a month of like I've just gorged in every way.
Time to ungorge.
Take care of myself
But I kind of agree, Ralph, because I'm more of like a spring clean person. Like, I feel like right now is such a depressing. Like it's literally pouring with rain today. It's like basically dark already. It's pouring with rain. It's just miserable. And it's like at this point, it's more about self-preservation of getting through January than like trying to improve Barry at all. Like, absolutely. I'd rather like save that for like spring. And it's like, okay, cool. Feels like the year is like coming into its own. How is this all going to develop? What do I want to do? Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean?
No, it makes sense. Why make yourself even more miserable in January?
That's what I think. It's just like, fuck, this just sucks as it is. Like, fuck that.
But yeah, I think hearing people's, like, what they've given up, stuff that's hard or, like, changed about themselves would be interesting. Absolutely. Like, send them in. Like, send them gave in. Up. I'm like, what, 6 months? Probably more than that. Eight months, maybe? No vaping.
Yay.
Like, I used to do a vaping when I did a drinky. I do zero vaping, then nothing, nada.
That's really good. That's really good.
But it was like super fucking hard.
And also, you just did You didn't wait for a New Year's resolution. You just did it.
I just did that shit. Change can happen at any moment, man. Any time.
Good job.
Pog face.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Oh, God. Okay, right. Moving on. Question number 3. Here we go. All right. Hello, Zero Degrees. My problem happens when I'm driving. I cannot help but fondle myself as I drive. I don't know what it is about it, but when I'm driving home in the work van, my left hand will naturally rest on my crotch. Within minutes, I'll be having a feel, and it sometimes results in my having to pull over and have a cheeky wank in the lay-by.
God.
I was wondering if this ever happens to you and how I could stop it. Love the podcast.
Right, well, me and Harry don't know how to drive, right? So, Ravs, do you like to wank whilst you're driving?
You're the expert.
Okay. No, first of all, no.
I was about to say, yes, okay.
But, dude, like, don't be horny and drive. That's really bad. Like,
that was my first thought. This sounds incredibly distracting and dangerous.
That's incredibly dangerous, sir. Do not do that. I mean, good that you pull over, but also wanking on the side of a road was a bit dodgy as well.
It's fucking mental. That is a crazy thing.
That's some jail shit. Don't wank in your car, dude. Like, I've been horny in my car. Guess what? I went home. Like, you know?
But I wonder, like,
I didn't rub my cock while I was driving.
Is he like building? Or they, I guess. Doesn't actually say. I worry that they're building like a weird sexual relationship between their car and them.
That's worrying.
Do you know what I mean? Are they like, I can only get turned on when I'm driving my work van?
That's how these weird kinks happen,
start to
right?
Associate. Like, yeah. It's like horny time.
Yeah.
Like, I think that might already be too late.
And yeah, secondly, I mean, it sounds like you're already fucked if you cannot help but pull over to have a wank.
Secondly, like, I have no idea how common this is.
I've never heard anyone ever say this.
I've never heard of this.
No, it's not but common at all.
I feel like it's now just changed every car I've ever seen pulled over in a lay-by.
Wanking.
I'm just like,
they're wanking.
No, they're guys. They're not wanking. They're not.
They're wanking.
No.
Do you think? I was also wondering, do you think they sit in the driver's seat still and do the wank, or do you reckon they get out and kind of like just stand outside of the car and do the wank?
They put down like, the little like, safety cone.
Well, instead of work, technically they would be like doing a sexual act inside a work environment. The van is the work environment, so yeah. Just be careful. You know, cooming in that van is not. It's not a good idea.
Do not get any jism anywhere your boss might see it.
Oh, God.
But also, the idea of just driving past some fucking guy sitting outside a van just jerking off.
In a high-vis.
But surely he must, like... Well, if it's a van, right, maybe depending on what kind of van it is, like, could you go in the back if it's, like, you know... With the tools?
With the spanners and whatever.
What is their job? What if they work in the bang bus? Because that might make sense.
Oh, I mean,
if they work on the bang bus, then okay, like, fair enough. Or maybe you're the fake. Maybe you're the fake taxi driver.
This is how it starts. This is how porn channels like this start. Horny guys in vans.
What about what's those things? Chastity belts? Is that where you?
Chastity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking walking. Oh, dude, that's the answer.
Lock one of those on before the drive home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cage your dick up so that when you're at work, you know, you cannot do it. No, but I feel like there's such a freak
they're
going to
like
their
it,
cage.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think you could be driving around bricked up. Like, yeah. I just feel like it's fucking weird.
Reward yourself when you get back, man. Like, drive home and have a wank.
Like, also, like, come on. What happens when like a lorry goes by? Because lorries are usually like you sit really high in a lorry.
They'll be able to see
in. Oh yeah.
They'll be able to like see down and into like your. I guess if anything, you're giving them a little shot.
Maybe they're into that as well.
Yeah. What if they honk?
Honk.
Pull over to the lay-by. We got him. We found one.
Plus, you're gonna get arrested, dude. You're gonna get fucking caught. You perv.
I'd say that's almost weirdly worse than. Using your phone when driving.
Yeah,
having a wank while driving.
Definitely worse, because your brain goes into Hornyville. And
Yeah.
All right, I choose to...
Oh my God, what if they're one of these freaks that likes like, the Cars movie porn? What if they're like, turned on by Cars?
By Cussie.
No.
Yeah.
No! Is that the one where she's got a really sexy ass, but she's a car? Yeah,
and they want to fuck at the exhaust pipes.
Like, oh my God. I choose to believe that this must be fake. And if it's not fake and someone is legitimately doing this, then
it's too fucking
weird.
You need
to find Jesus because it's not safe and it's weird and no one wants to see you wank whilst they're driving. Fucking put your dick away.
I want to hear more. Tell me more of your wanking tales. Did you nearly get caught once?
You know? Yeah, okay. I do want an update on this, actually.
I do want to know more.
Have you been caught? Like, what the fuck?
What profession do you work in? Do you do it when, like, your co-worker's in the van still?
Why are you getting horny like this in your car? What is it about the drive home? What are you thinking about?
The vibrations of the car? Is that, like...
Oh, my God. What if it's the work van just, like, vibrating his asshole and he's just getting
going? That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, I hate that. I actually fucking
hate everything about that.
I feel like this is fake, and this is like the second or third time someone sent us a wanking question. I think that we've got a wank bandit.
Is someone just getting off to us reading these out? Aren't they?
Oh my God, dude, that's gonna be the final update. No. Like, I have this podcast I like to wank to. I send in my question and wank as they read it.
Oh,
good. You know what? I'm just doing a service to society, Ravs. I will do this service, sir. They better be a fucking patron. That's all I'm saying.
You better be a fucking patron, wank bandit.
Wank bandit.
Fuck you, wank bandit. We'll catch you.
Again.
We'll get you one day, wank bandit.
We got one from our lovely patrons. They say, "Hey, gang, I LARP in a high fantasy system. My current character is an archer from the Fenlands who uses lots of healing magic that can be used to harm. He's down to earth and speaks in a West Country accent."
Was that your West Country accent?
A little bit West Country, a little bit farmer.
All right.
Brazil. What sort of character would you like to play if you came to LARP with me? What's this? P.S. Have you changed your mind about favourite torturous Christmas songs after just Christmas just gone? Good question. Okay, I guess we can do the Christmas songs first. I think I managed to avoid... Actually, no, I didn't. I went to like a big shopping centre in Brighton and it was hell. And there was so many terrible Christmas songs playing. No, I didn't avoid it. I lied. It was awful.
I lost last Christmas, Whamageddon, on the 23rd. It was the last song played on my night out
no.
in Scotland.
That is pain.
It was the last song they played in the
you
pub I was
so
at.
You were so close.
I was so close. It's the second time I would have completed Whamageddon. Last Christmas.
That's so funny.
Fucking Stop the Cavalry. All those are still my favorite. I love them. Barely heard any Christmas songs this year, though. It didn't feel very Christmassy.
No.
What about you guys? Did you avoid it much? Well, you didn't, Harry. You got fucking stuck in a shopping centre.
I got stuck in a shopping centre, which is just awful. At Christmas time is awful. It's just always awful. No, I mean, there were lots of, I feel like I was seeing lots of stuff online about, like, you know, the Sidemen did a Christmas song, that lad baby guy did a Christmas song.
I hate that cunt. Oh my, sorry, I hate that cunt. I don't give a fuck if it's for charity. You're a Tory plant. Fuck
you.
Who
is he?
Fuck your shit songs.
Okay, so wait, you're going to have to explain to me. I literally have no idea who he is. I just fundamentally don't understand it.
He's a lad and he has a baby.
Oh.
Okay, and he also has a wife. And
what, so I thought like it was an actual baby that was like,
I think
doing
so.
The songs.
And he is like profiting massively off of this, even though it's a charity thing. His net worth is like nearing millions. And like a lot of like Tory people, like politicians and stuff, get involved with it. And he does it for this charity. And then he bitches and complains when anything like comes even close to taking over his spot. Like with Sidemen, he was whinging, saying it wasn't about charity.
I've never even heard of him before he did the Christmas number one things. Like, is he even that big? I don't.
He's like Michael
Bublé. I mean,
clearly,
like, to get the Christmas number one is like no short feat, right?
I mean, it's not fair to Michael Bublé to compare him to that, but like he only appears at Christmas. Like, I don't think he exists outside of the realm of Christmas, and he only exists in the UK.
I
really
find this guy's Twitter. Like, what? I don't. It's just, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I fucking hate him though. Sorry, I got so fired up about him. I hate that guy.
Oh no, you
fucking
let the
Tory
fire
plant.
Go. I don't know anything about him. Yeah. I've sort of managed miss all of this stuff.
I mean, do you know what, Rouse? I have more of a susp thing to kind of dislike him. He seems, from what I'm just reading his Wikipedia, and for what it seems like, he seems like he's like a YouTube vlogger, right? Who like vlogged his family? Question mark.
What's that? Yeah, I think he like flaunts his family, yeah.
And I just think anyone who puts their fucking kids online like that is like a little bit of the reality is people have children. And if you're an online personality, there's going to be some inclusion of them in your life because they're part of you, right?
But yeah.
when your channel is all about my family and these kids, like those kids don't get to consent to being in those videos. They you're consenting for them, and I just feel like it's fucking weird. It's weird. All of these vlog families are fucking weird as shit. Like, it's not, it just makes me so uncomfortable. Like, these poor kids, like, they don't know any different or any better, but like, they've been put on the internet without any choice for views and clicks, and it's fucking strange.
Yeah, and with no consent, whether they.
Like, I just think it's so weird. So yeah, anyway, I don't like, instantly I'm like, the guy can do whatever. I like how much you hate him though, Raph.
I really hate really him. I know what him. He's doing for charity, but like, it just feels like he's like promoting food banks and that shit, and all the Tories fucking love that shit. Like, sorry, I'm too mad about him. We're move away from that.
No, I love it. I love it.
Fuck that.
I have
mad.
To know what Lydia's thoughts
are. What about the baby? The man with the baby?
This fucking man that Raph hates. I think he's the first enemy. I think he's the first enemy of 0 degrees.
We're starting a beef.
We hate a man who raises millions of pounds for charity.
Let's call him out. I think I saw a bit on Twitter about this lad baby. And honestly, I didn't read anything about it. I just thought it was like Lad Bible, but they had one which was a baby. And like, I didn't understand what it was and didn't look into it. So but hearing Rav's anger, it sounds like it's a load of fucking shit. But also, whilst you've all been talking about lad babies, I was trying to find, and it's pissing me off. So Christmas, I didn't really leave the house because I was sick, but I listened to some Christmas music at home. And there was one song that I was like, oh my God, this song is the Christmas song that I fucking hate. And I can't find it now. I can't find it. I am Googling 85 best Christmas songs, 65 best Christmas songs. And I'm going to have to wait till next year for it to organically come on again and be like, wait, this is the song I hate. But yeah, there was definitely one which I was like, this song.
Is it like
it's
old
an older
or new?
One? I feel like maybe it's like one from the 80s or 70s, but it's irritating.
Do you know any of the lyrics?
I'm going to have to like sit on Spotify after this and just go through every Christmas song
and just find it just so
you
can
hate listen to it. But yeah, that was the only Christmas. And I remember at the time thinking, I've got to remember this for 0 degrees. And then obviously immediately forgot. Probably about 2 bottles of wine deep, to be honest. But yeah, so still loving Mariah Carey and Frank Sinatra, Have Yourself a Little Merry Little Christmas, though. It's a banger. Hipster. I've got like a record player and I was listening to Frank Sinatra Christmas songs
hell,
on
mate.
My record
Jesus.
Player and I felt better.
We've got avocado and toast.
I felt better than my bronchitis. Felt better than everyone else. It was really nice. But yeah, that's that. Anywho, what was the original question? LARPing.
I don't know. Let's go to LARPing. Let's go to this. Yeah. Let's move off of Lad Baby Hate.
You guys got me all fucking fired up.
I'm going to have a car
What sort of character would each of you... Get a cheeky car wank in my work van. What sort of character would you like to play in a LARP if you came with me? What would you guys play? Have you guys thought about LARPing? I know Ralph.
Yeah, I'm
maybe
planning
has.
On going this year, actually. Ooh. I'm going to go with Smithy and Duncan and gang, and I think Trot might be going again. And
I'm kind of tempted to go.
Yeah, I mean, we were going to go, me, you, and Tom, right? I'm going to play like some weird like Dark Souls-ass NPCs.
Scary.
What? What makes it scary?
It was like a smaller like LARP. It seemed a bit scary. The one that everyone else goes to is quite like major and kind of safe. Whereas the one I wanted to go to was pretty sketchy.
Just
and I was
some
like,
guy in an alleyway, but just him and a knife.
I feel like LARP to me feels like one of those like I just don't know if I'm ever gonna love it or hate it.
That's the same for me.
And I just can't. I feel like I will never be able to know until I go, and then I will be like, this is the greatest thing ever. Or I'm like,
role
fuck
playing,
the shit, never
role
going
playing and dressing up seems like such a good appeal and draw to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'd really want to do it, but I just don't know if I'd hate it. And
I really hate camping as well.
I really fucking hate camping.
Do you reckon we can just get like a fucking...
There's a hotel nearby.
Honestly, I'll just fucking do that.
I might do that, yeah. They all go
Like buy a bike.
I think they talk about the one they go to. They go to Empire, which I think is a pretty big one. We're thinking about going to that this year. I think it starts in April, and then there's like a couple throughout the year.
How long does it last?
I think it'll be fun.
How long do you do it?
It's like a weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like three, four days.
Like a festival. Yeah.
It's like a role play festival.
So what do you do? So you get out your tent, you're dressed up, just walk just up like, to people and say, like, hello, dear maiden. What happens?
Yeah, so you get given like some stuff, some bits to go and like kind of interact with.
Yeah.
But there's thousands of fucking people. This is like 10,000 people.
You make 5,000
people. I think it's close to like 5,000, 2,000.
You make a character, and they've got all these like different factions. One of them's sort of kind of Viking, like one of them's like kind of royal, like War of the Roses type, knights and stuff. Then a bunch of stuff, different type for every vibe. Then you like decide what your character's gonna be. You get given some basic stuff and then you just go around and kind of make your own story. And then there's like NPCs, which are like played by staff and stuff that you can interact with, and you can interact with your friends. You can drink with in-character money.
Oh.
So like people bring their own booze and sell it for in-game money. So if you're like rich in the game, you can just drink for free.
Can you not bring your own booze? How does it work?
You can bring your own booze, you can bring your own stuff. Yeah, people bring their own stuff and sell it.
Yeah, people bring stuff and sell it and stuff. So it's more of just like, it's less of like a big adventure and more just like a town existing for like a weekend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not like you're going on a grand quest, really. It's more just like there's a town that just popped up, just suddenly exists and everyone is there and there's some battles. And the battles, I don't know,
also don't need to do them if you don't want to. You can just role play, but you can do the battles if you want to. Apparently the battles are like really fun, but like for me it's all about, you know, dressing up and like role playing and going into like someone's setting up a little tavern and going and buy a drink from them using like gold doubloons and shit like that. I don't know. It seems fun.
No,
I don't know.
It seems
like a good time.
It's like
have you ever considered it?
Well, no, purely because
You're not a fucking nerd.
Not a loser. As you can probably tell, I don't really know that much about it. And B, mm-hmm. as you guys said, I hate camping so much. So if I did it again, it would have to be staying in a hotel. Nearby. Fucking hate camping.
Yeah, I think Kim has been before, and that's what she did. She just stayed at a hotel that was just like right down the road from it. And I was like, that's probably what I would do, honestly.
The thing is, I feel like we need to clear out my adversement from camping. I'm sure it's not the same as you guys. It's like, I don't mind feeling grim or whatever, but it's just like multiple days of back to back, like no creature comforts, feeling shit, terrible night's sleep, moisture in a tent. It's just like so much just like discomfort.
I'll just get grumpy after a while.
And I know that you can buy like really good camping equipment and make it an extremely comfortable kind of, you know, experience. But that's also fucking tons of money.
I got Smithy to send me all the stuff he uses because Smithy's a big camping boy and all of his stuff looks amazing and so comfy. And I was like, so much money though.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to do this once or twice before I decide I invest in it.
Yeah, you know? If you're only going to do it once, you might as well just spend that money on a hotel rather than...
But in terms of like a character I'd play though, like I'd like to play like an absolute fucking... religious nutter.
I want to play
like
a zealot,
inquisitor or a zealot or something or even that, or like a absolute like scumbag underworld cultist or something like that.
Ooh.
You know, something like that.
I want to go join whatever church they have there and just fucking
I'm the same. I want to do
bullshit
quests.
Rituals. I'll heal your family
and find heretics. Find heretics.
Do they have churches? Like, do they make little...
They have, like, little institutions and shit. Yeah,
churches
it's
and very magic and all that stuff. Yeah.
But I also just think there's a little bit of me that might turn up and be like, yo, this shit is fucking whack. Like, this is fucking lame.
You have to fully go in.
Everyone's having fun here. But I'm not enjoying it. Like, Joey, like, I just feel like there's that roll of the dice that you turn up and you're like,
I'm not vibing with this at all. You have to, it sounds like you have to fully immerse yourself. If you at all like think, oh, actually this is a bit corny or whatever, you're going to hate it. Like you have to fully do it.
I think the bit that helps is you're probably just going to hang around with just your mates for a fair.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to hang around with Smithy.
Yeah.
Smithy and Duncan and Mark and stuff.
Yeah,
just hanging out with
them.
Smithy, apparently Smithy's like absolutely minted in game. So like you can just booze for free and he'll buy you tons of gear and stuff. Like
that, Raj just wants a cheap weekend. That's literally it.
Yeah, I just want a cheap weekend away with my mates, really. And if I get to do that in character and calling myself something like Bron. Then I'm like fine with that.
Is that how you spelling Bron? Are you spelling it B-R-O-N?
B-R-A-W-N.
No, it's always better with B-R-O-N.
Bron. Yeah, B-R-O-N. And I'm a religious man.
I
love drinking.
Oh, that's funny. What would you be, Lydia?
Oh, I don't know.
Now we've tried to sell you on the world or explain it a little bit. Have you always wanted to dress up as an elf or something?
Yeah, there's like elvy type people. There's like nature-y type people. There's like knights. There's like Viking-y type. There's like magic and magey type stuff. There's orcs. But they have to wear like horrible latex masks that make them really sweaty.
I think...
But you know, you can wear all sorts of crazy outfits.
I mean, it sounds cool. I'm kind of into the idea of it. I like, elf would be cool just because, I mean, elves are, you know, freaking cool. It'd be fun to like role play as one for the weekend. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of being what would it be called? Like a sort of nature, a hag. Like a swamp.
You'd be
hag.
A hag.
Do they have swamps there? Because
they'll accommodate you. That's good. I think they'll accommodate you.
Just turn up, done.
I mean, that's done. It's easy, that one.
I like what's it like a herbal witchy woman, you know, like an alchemist, but she's a bit herbalist,
some shit.
Druidy kind of. Yeah. I think that would be really cool, like making potions and shit for people.
It's all just apps.
The potion is beer. It's a beer-based potion.
Maybe that, actually. I think that would be cool. The beer wizard. I want to be a beer wizard.
what class are you playing? Beer wizard.
Help, I need a healing. Hand you a six-pack.
Cronenbergus. The Stella Artois.
Bira Moretti.
Honestly, that would be such a fucking great character. Fuck me, the oh beer was it.
There we go, bam.
It just needs like apostrophes on the A's, like going different ways. Yeah. Beer wizard.
Fuck yeah. All right, that's it. I'm being a beer wizard.
How would you dress up, Harry?
To be honest, I feel like the first time I'd ever go, I'd want to go like full pleb. Like just full like absolute peasant.
Burlaps and like linens and stuff.
Like my worry about things like LARP is everyone's dressed like a main character.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And thus like the world's lame if everyone's a main character. Like, no, I want to be like street urchin, peasant.
I want to be NPC. Like,
I want to be like a fucking NPC. Yeah. I want to give off NPC like you just you're walking straight past them. Like down the street, like they are a peasant, they are no good to me. Because I think that'd just be funny as fuck.
And Ravs, what about
you?
Yeah,
that'd be a good laugh. I don't know. It depends what type of character I'd play. I'm probably gonna go the first time just wearing like basic ass stuff, just like
trackies and a fucking vest.
Trackies. Yeah, I'm gonna be like wearing full Adidas free stripe, like Slavic. I was gonna wear like basic weathers and fucking shit, like probably not any plate or anything, just like basic weather shit.
Are you gonna wear one of those King Henry VIII like big crotch pieces?
Maybe.
Erectus Patronus.
Yeah, maybe. I have a big fucking crotch piece. Yeah.
Where will you get that stuff from?
Yeah. Loads of stores online, right?
Yeah, I've been told that like you can just go there and they have like a really good shop that will like help you get an outfit matching the type of character you're playing. Yeah. But like, yeah, I think you can get it get online, it from loads of places. What's the beer wizard wearing, Lids? What's the outfit you
wear?
A bunch of like beer cans.
See, my original flag was more like, I don't know, like a character from The Witcher 3, like lives in a little cottage, has like, you know, lots of charms and like flowy green dress and like, twigs in my hair and it's like a little bit eccentric. But now this beer wizard character, I feel like has a different vibe going.
Look at this. This is the Bud Knight. I put it in the chat. Remember the Bud Knight adverts where it's just a fucking an armored beer warrior.
Yeah, what would be your beer Bud that you'd be Light. Representing, Lydia?
I'm not really much of a beer drinker. I like
it's too late. The character's drawn up.
I like Corona with a lime in it. Can I be?
Ooh. Oh, but that can be like the color theme for your outfit. So it's like you have like a big flamboyant like green hat that looks like a lime.
I like that.
And like a frilly, frothy kind of like, you know, ruff around your neck.
Ruffle weight part.
Yeah, a ruff around your neck. And it's just like you are a Corona bottle.
Fuck yeah. All right, that's it. I'm going as a...
It would look, I think it's from a distance, it would look like, what's this fucking giant Corona bottle? And then you get closer.
It's just the beer wizard.
It's the beer wizard.
Your spell book could be like a weird, like, bottle cap, big bottle cap.
No, your spell book is just surely just like a fucking barrel of beer that you carry around. A spell.
I'd be a big hit in the old LARPing scene if I did that.
Yeah,
I'll make you a try this year. This
I demand
fun.
You do, and then come back and report and tell us all about it.
We'll have to report back so Lydia can pluck up the ghoul to buy the beer wizard costume. Invest £1,000 is what it's going to cost.
Oh my god, then we can do it. We all get into it and we can do a live medieval 0 degrees episode in LARP.
It's
in character.
What the audience are crying out for.
That's what they really need. They really want this.
They need in character medieval 0 degrees.
Yes, fuck's finally. Sake.
All right, I think that's a good place to call it.
Yep.
On our LARPing dreams and LARPing aspirations. What a good episode first back.
Love it.
Good questions. Actually, there were lots of... We instantly started with sexual questions, so I don't know if there were loads of good questions.
Cleanliness, car wanking, resolutions and LARPing. It was quite a lovely mixed bag.
And lad baby.
And lad baby.
He's angry. He's doing an angry
face. His little fists are all clenched.
Be sure to send in your questions if you have some, or some queries, or some stories. There's lots of very long stories. Didn't include any of those, but we might get to the long ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some A4 pages.
Yep. Make sure you rate and review as well. Shout out to everyone who's been doing that and to our patrons as well.
Much love to our patrons.
I'll do a quick shout out for them. We've got a few of them here. We've got Alfredo, Adam, James, Mighty Carrot, Benjamin, Lloyd, Jack, Winfield, David, Bartley, Dan, Tarquin, Major Dwam, Chronicle, Kieran, Thomas, Foreign, Devin, Zohimi, Max, Cameron, Recon, Shane, Jacob Harris, and JC Jensen.
Boom. Baby. They are the best. And I won't lie, the quality of the Patreon questions is always really good. So patrons,
It's slapping.
Little clap to you. Very, very nice. Very nice questions. You make us proud.
Thank you.
Thank you. Should be a good year for 0 degrees. Maybe eventually we'll get around to sorting out something special for you patrons as well. We love you.
Yes.
And I can't wait to do more. Could be a good year, lads.
2023.
Yeah, stick around. We'll catch you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.